on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has handed herself over to police. The Mkhonto weSizwe Party MP is set to appear before a Durban magistrate in the next 2 hours. Our reporter Nishira Sothiel is outside the court, where crowds have started arriving in a show of support for former President Jacob Zuma's daughter.
Well, the Hawks have just confirmed that Zuma Sambudla has just handed herself over to authorities at the Durban Central Police Station. That's just meters away from this court. It's in connection with inflammatory posts made on social media, a social media account suspected of being the former president's daughter. Officials say Zuma Sambudla will now face charges under the Protection of Constitutional Democracy Against Terrorist and Related Activities Act. She will also face charges of incitement to commit violence. Officials say her arrest is as a result of a meticulous investigation into the riots and looting that left over 300 people dead. Now, outside the courtroom, MK party members have begun gathering, with officials confirming that the party's president and Zuma Sambudla's father, Jacob Zuma, will be attending her court appearance today. A stage has also been set up as party members dressed in regalia arrive, and a beefed up police presence is also here. Now, the former president, Jacob Zuma, and president of the MK party is set to address the crowds that will arrive here later on. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
Staying in the province, the Prudential Authority's application to have Itala Bank provisionally liquidated has been postponed. The matter was set to be heard at the Pietermaritzburg High Court today, but it was pushed back to March after the KZN judge president met with the attorneys of the parties involved. Newswatch's Benguhle Malinga reports.
The issue landed up in court after the repayment administrator found that Itala was technically and legally insolvent. It ordered the bank to stop accepting deposits and processing withdrawals 2 weeks ago. The entity has over 250,000 depositors, mostly from people in rural KZN. Itala is opposing the application, saying the move came despite the assurances of financial stability and backing of the KZN government. At the same time, Itala workers affiliated to Nehao are demanding the immediate payment of their January salaries. Regional Secretary Prince Mtalane led a picket outside the South African Reserve Bank in Durban yesterday.
Every day we are inundated with numerous calls of workers. Remember, also they are still expected to report to work. Well, they have not been paid, because should they not go to work, the next month they are going to be posed with no work, no pay. These salaries must be addressed. Our workers are really, really suffering.
Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And a passenger plane with 64 people on board has collided with a U.S. Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. The American Airlines aircraft plunged in the Potomac River after the crash. The U.S. military says 3 soldiers were on board the chopper. There are reports 4 people have been pulled from the water. Our Sky News correspondent Mark Stone says it's a complex rescue mission.
We've seen images taken from the Kennedy Center, which is in D.C. itself. A camera on the Kennedy Center has shown this mid-air explosion. I think the authorities will be extremely worried about trying to find survivors in the Potomac at the moment.
29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 31. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the big three avoid each other in the Nedbank Cup draw. United without Rashford again for their Europa League clash. And World Rugby has confirmed that Sydney will host the 2027 Rugby World Cup final.